On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Victoria! 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 Victoria!
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Victoria! Victoria! Victoria!
Straight from the commissary, it's Victoria. Hi, Tori.
Hey, Ron.
Pleasure to have you here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here.
And the Victoria.
With my kinky song.
Sounds like Jerry Lewis does the end of that song.
When you do it, yeah.
Yeah, when I do it.
Jerry Standen.
Do I have to stare at your crotch for the whole show?
Yeah. Remember the cable show? Great. Good times.
We do a cable show on
ECAT.
Thursdays. Yeah, they call it ECAT. It means evolution.
It's Easton something. Easton Cable something something.
Easton Cable something something. It's actually
Access Television, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
And that sounds good.
Okay,
we'll go
with
that. I like that. And Tori sits in a particular location. It's a very small radio studio room, but there's little cameras in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit in another seat. And
works out good if we have our own seats. Yeah.
Right. And then there's a producer who sits in another chair on the other side. He makes the bubbles. Nobody even knows what you're talking about when you say there. Little bubbles pop up at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, I hear about them. Yeah, people do like them.
Oh, they like them?
Yes.
Yeah,
getting good feedback.
And then there was a guy who's the president of the
board of directors.
Yeah, the cable board of directors. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. And there was a stool there. And, geez, I hope he's not listening.
Yeah,
but he probably isn't.
Yeah.
And there was a stool there, and he sat on the stool. And Tori's camera was
positioned
at crotch level of the guy sitting on the stool, not for any purpose whatsoever. It just happened to be.
That's what I think. I hope.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned.
Oh, of course it wasn't planned. Because the camera was not near his crotch.
Well,
it was in the foreground. The camera was in the foreground.
Well, I'm not going to let that happen again because it was uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable because you're staring at anybody's crotch would be uncomfortable for you.
Yeah, it was nonsense. And he said he's coming back, and it's not happening again.
Right. And he was sitting on a stool. And what I was saying before the show is there's no way to sit on a stool without displaying your crotch.
It was just so wrong. It was full of fail.
Full of fail. F-F-O-F.
Yep.
What if it were a woman, Tori?
Well, she wouldn't have her legs wide open probably either, because that's how men sit.
Maybe she should sit across from me then.
Yeah, we need to rethink this.
Of course, that would make my show better. Yours would be worse.
Yeah, I'm just there for the lulz.
I don't know. It's the difference between guys and girls. One stimulation, the other is...
Yeah, perverted.
Because anyway.
We've done the penis discussion too. Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. And everything. I didn't watch the television special with Diane Sawyer.
Oh, I didn't either, but boy, did I ever hear about it.
So did I. I understand Diane Sawyer confessed that she was a Jew.
Right.
And, okay.
And she was telling Bruce Jenner all about it.
Right. And Bruce was interviewing her. All right. Anyway, this was promoed like for a month.
Right. Hyped up.
Hyped up. The fact that Bruce Jenner is going to be interviewed for 90 minutes by Diane Sawyer.
It's like when Hillary Clinton was supposedly maybe running for president.
Yes.
It was all, we all knew, and we all knew what was happening this time too.
We knew it. So I didn't watch it because A, I forgot about it, and B, I don't know if, I feel odd watching that.
Watch the highlights.
I did.
The highlight reel.
I did. Actually, the whole thing was on YouTube.
Oh, sure. Everything.
You can always
is.
See everything there.
You can learn how to build a house on YouTube. Anything you want to do.
I built this house on YouTube.
I thought so.
Right. I built the city on rock and roll.
Did you?
What group was
Are
that?
You knee deep in the hoopla?
What group was that? Built the city on rock and roll?
That was Starship. But they're really Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship.
Yes.
They went through all their transformation of names.
Into aircraft types of rock groups.
Correct.
So I watched the thing and I got mad.
Oh.
And I didn't get mad about Bruce's situation.
Right.
I didn't get mad about his transformation into a GoBot.
Because he's free to do whatever he chooses.
Yes, he is. And He's free to tell everybody about it. But that's what bothered me, was the fact that he was grandstanding himself.
Oh, okay.
And he made it sound like he was doing it for transgender, transvestinians, mm-hmm. whatever this is.
Oh, I see.
That, you know, if you are something, be yourself, come out of your closet and be interviewed by Diane Sawyer.
Right.
Make sure that everybody knows what you're doing.
I see.
And it was just so obvious to me that Bruce is trying to make heavy, heavy bucks off of his situation.
Oh,
he spent half the time saying this is a private matter.
Right.
And yet he's doing this.
Right. He's on television.
So that bothered me.
Did you know that he wanted to do this, though, before he met his wife, Chris? And then he gave up. He fell in love with her and didn't do it. He put it off. So I guess he's been wanting to do this for a long time.
Have you noticed, have you watched the Chris Kardashian show?
Oh, never.
I never do either.
No, I've
never seen it.
I don't even want to. I don't hear about it.
I've seen pictures of her mm-hmm. with him and pictures of her, publicity pictures.
Mm-hmm.
She dresses like a man a lot. Have you noticed that?
Oh, so maybe it's role reversal.
I don't know. I think there was a little something going on there that wasn't discussed and that he wouldn't bring up.
Uh-huh.
But she wore...
So she has a penis, maybe.
Strapped to her.
Oh, one of those.
I think. Well, you have to, don't you? Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
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 So she was pegging him.
I don't know if she was pegging him. I don't know what their sexual appetites were.
Yeah, probably don't want to.
But she was always wearing like pantsuits.
Oh, that's
attractive pantsuits.
Right, but pants. She wears the pants in the family.
And she wore like shirts and ties a lot. And I thought, I don't see. That's a fashion trend that goes back to Diane Keaton.
That's really, that's old.
In the 70s.
Right, yeah.
So I never quite, and then all of a sudden it came to me like, wait a minute, it's a role reversal situation in that relationship.
Think it might be a little,
I think that was a little bit of it. Chris Kardashian, is that her name, Chris Kardashian?
I think it's Chris Jenner.
Jenner, sorry. Yeah, well, now that she's there. Right. She used to have longer hair, didn't she?
Oh, here we
and
go.
And then she, now I'm not saying anything.
Right, but you just did, but that's okay.
But it's just odd to me that he grows his long and she cuts her hair.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I'm sure you're not the only one that has noticed this.
I think I am the only one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Because no one else has told me the same theory.
Okay.
And not that I'm in touch with everybody personally.
Every person in the world. That'd be something.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So that's my theory. And I still don't understand what the hell he's doing. After 90 minutes, I don't understand...
It was almost like a therapy session, I think, because he said something like, you know, you're not asking me the one question I want to hear, are you okay, or will you be okay, or something like that. So it was almost like he wanted reassurance.
Well, no one cares.
That's that's what you have a therapist for. You don't go on television about that if you really... Yeah, right.
Why would anybody ask him if he's going
to
be okay?
That's what he wanted. He wanted her to ask him that. Will you be okay? Yeah. You thought you watched it on YouTube.
I didn't see that part.
That's like the only part I saw.
Oh, well, that's why you only saw that. But there were other parts.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
But she kept asking him, what are you?
Really?
What do I call you?
What are you? She said that?
No, she didn't say it that way. That's what I would have said.
Oh, okay.
But she kept saying, he couldn't answer it. And then he finally said, you can call me asexual.
Hmm.
And I felt
asexual
like,
people do not have sex. They're asexual.
He says he likes women. He's very interested in women.
Mm-hmm.
But he also likes, he's got the emotions and the feelings.
Oh, so he watches Lifetime.
Of a woman. Yeah, but I'm not that way.
No.
And I watched some Lifetime. I watched one last night.
Ooh, did you?
Yes. It's about a teenage girl going to a high school, which is what teenage girls do. And she fell in love with her teacher. And a teacher lost his wife, and he was caring for his daughter. And this teenage girl started stalking him.
Oh, I saw that.
And started accusing
him
of
rape. That's an oldie. Isn't that an old one?
Yeah, but goody. But a goodie.
Okay, I don't know how I saw it, but when you're describing, it sounds like what I saw.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then come to find out.
That she murdered him. Her.
Yeah, she murdered
I saw that one.
The wife.
It was, it was old, but it was pretty good.
I like those little movies. They're just little slices. They're not going to hurt anybody.
No.
And for once, there wasn't a woman in peril. She was actually the aggressor.
Let me ask you this. Was Stephen Collins in that? Was that the Stephen Collins movie? He's the pervert.
No.
Okay.
Stephen Collins.
He did a movie in the 90s like that, exactly what you're describing.
Well, there were a lot of movies. I think that was about the stepmother or stepfather. They had tons of movies about stepmothers and stepfathers who, or babysitters who were going after. I mean, all the storylines were
exactly
the same.
It's all been covered, you're right. And I think actually he was the bad guy in this, so This was a bad girl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I found it quite. I mean, I didn't cry on that one. But
it was suspenseful.
It was just fun.
Right.
Funny thing, Lifetime movies, they don't wrap up until 30 seconds to the end of the film.
Oh, wow. They keep you right there, hooked
they
in.
They really do. Wow. They really do. It's like the cops show up and the credits are always rolling over the cops.
Right.
So Bruce is going to get cosmetic surgery.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he can afford it.
And he didn't explain whether he's going to do anything with his penis or not.
Right.
I think there's probably a penis bank somewhere. Well, I don't bank there. I don't know where that
is. I think they just reconstruct it and make it smaller into something else.
They don't take it off?
Well.
Or they tuck it in real tight? I don't know what they do with the thing.
Yeah, they have to rearrange it somehow so you still get pleasure. They can't just lop it off. I really don't think that's what happens.
How do you rearrange so you get pleasure?
They might remove a big chunk of it and then reattach the top part closer. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to mess with
it
personally.
Let's just look it up right now.
No, I don't want to, because you know that Comcast constantly looks at what you're Googling.
That's why you could use the Tor browsers, T-O-R.
They're not as efficient.
Oh, you looked into it?
I had heard stories about that when I got
paranoid.
Yeah,
it runs a little slower. It runs a little slower, but still, it's worth it if you don't want to be tracked.
I'm not looking up anything that's destructive to anybody.
Not destructive.
You know, I mean,
could be perversive, pervasive, perverted.
Pervert. I think everybody looks up perverted stuff.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if you don't, then you're probably
you're lying.
Weird. Yeah, lying or weird.
That's true.
He's going to get sexual reassignment surgery. That's what they call it now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's going to be reassigned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to reassign your...
Then he can use the ladies' room, except in certain states where they are out of their minds.
Yeah.
Because they're red states.
I don't understand it. And then Diane Sawyer asked him a number of times, what are you going to call yourself as a woman?
Okay.
And he wouldn't answer. He says, that's private.
Well, he's going to have to disclose it at some point if he wants people to get people's attention.
I just think it's funny that he won't disclose, but yet he'll talk for 90 minutes on national
television.
Maybe he
hasn't decided on a name yet.
Well, people are calling him Belinda. I don't know why. Maybe he told that to somebody.
I don't like that one. I don't want that one.
It's just weird stuff. I mean, and he's not weird because of what he's doing. He's weird because he's making it so public.
Right. But it's private. But
it's public. Private. Yeah. It's private and it's public. I was trying to understand. I was trying to put myself in his crotch and figure out what's going on in his mind. And I kind of get the fact that he's more comfortable being with women and being a woman.
Right.
And he wants to dress like one because... I can understand that personality situation.
Right.
I can understand a guy wanting to put a dress on if he like is really so attracted to women. He finds them to be the dominant sex, and they have more fun.
The cross-dressers.
Yeah, that's fine too. Yeah. But I don't understand what he is and what he's doing, and I don't think he understands it either.
Maybe he's trying to write a book.
And of course he's trying to write
a book.
Yeah,
he'll get some money.
Of course he is. Yeah. Of course he is.
Publicity.
That's the reason for most things in life is to...
I'm gonna have to write one.
Well, you got to do something weird though, Tori.
Something else weird? That's all I do, isn't it? Well, am I a weirdo?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
You would have to do something like...
Like get a job.
You have to get a job to screw the job up.
I've had jobs. It's not like I've never worked.
I know.
People out there listening.
You're the one that keeps bringing up that fact that you don't.
I do. I bring that up a lot.
Yeah. You have.
Yes, I have.
And I don't understand why you're not proud of that. I think most Americans would say, that is so cool.
To have no income?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Seem to be surviving.
That's true. I'm surviving.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, enough about that stupid Jenner guy.
Hey, you know I had post-nasal drip. You notice like the last couple of shows I was clearing my throat a lot. Yeah. So annoying. I think it's the allergies in the spring and whatnot. Mm. So someone said, hey, use a neti pot. You know what a neti pot is?
That'd be when you go to the bathroom, you put net under the bowl.
That's what anyone might think.
I don't know how that would solve anything.
Yeah, no. It's a little pot that you put water in and it looks like a little teapot. They have bottles too, the irrigation bottles for your nasal passages. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have to put it in one hole and it comes out the other hole. in your nose. You tilt your head down and you put the thing in and it goes right through.
I understand now. So you're taking a hose and you shove it up your nostril.
A little bit.
And you're throwing water into it.
It goes round and down. And that's it, when it's supposed to do. It didn't do that for me.
Where'd it go? Down your throat?
Into my brain.
Get out.
It didn't come out. I have the video to prove it. I took a video. It was not coming out like it's supposed to. And I tried both sides. And I've done this before. I have neti pot used it in the past. Like 2 years ago, it worked no problem. Maybe I have a tumor and it just stuck up there and it couldn't get out.
If it was a tumor, then it wouldn't get into your brain.
Well, that's good.
In other words, your brain's probably empty.
Good, because this is very uncomfortable. And did I had water coming out for 20 minutes, like little drips of salt water coming out for 20 minutes.
Out of what?
My nose.
So you just said it wasn't coming out of your nose.
Yeah, it was going, because it came, it's supposed to go right up in and out.
Yeah.
It just went in. It
you
didn't
sure
come
it didn't
out.
Go down your throat and I'm you positive. Didn't realize it?
I would have noticed that.
Did it?
I tried to drown myself is what I did.
Yeah,
did a Virginia
almost,
Woolf.
You almost did.
Yeah.
You waterboarded yourself.
That's exactly what happened. So no one is allowed to mention neti pots to me ever again.
I don't think it's possible, Tori, for it to go into your brain.
Well, whatever it does, whatever's up here, whatever's up there, because it didn't come out.
Did you feel anything up there? Did you feel pressure?
Yes.
How long did this go on?
Well, I did it for like 5, 6, 7 seconds, and then I was like, it's supposed to just go and down. I've done it correctly.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, that's how I knew this wasn't right.
Wow.
So I'm never touching one again.
Have you talked to anybody about this? The neti pot people?
I put it on my Facebook. I had a lot of feedback.
What did they say? Funny things?
I was the funny one. They were...
Self-deprivation?
Yeah, no, they just, I don't know. They weren't very helpful.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
Is there a number on the neti pot box?
Probably. I used YouTube. I looked at a bunch of neti pot videos. It happened to other people that did it wrong, too. But theirs came out, like their mouth and their nose, and they choked.
But nothing for you?
Nothing where it doesn't come out. Mm. I could put my own video in there.
Do you think it was actually going in?
Yes, because I had water coming out for like 20 minutes, little bits of salt water coming out.
From your nose that you had put the thing in, from that same nostril?
Well, either way, yeah. It was in there somewhere. Isn't this disturbing, people? It's very disturbing.
Have you Googled this? Neti pot fails?
Neti pot fail. I put it in two neti pot fail videos on my Facebook, and they're hilarious. They're so funny.
Yeah.
So it is when it happens wrong, it's good.
But if you just plain Google that, it may have come up with, yes, I had that problem too. It was in my skull or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
I would do that. I'd find that fascinating. Yeah, where'd it go? You're like a gigantic magic trick.
I am. And a whole day later, it was still coming out a little bit. I could taste salt water. I said, this is not normal.
It's weird.
Like, you know when you get water up your nose when you take a shower or something, that stingy feeling and pressure? I'm like, it's in there. What's going on?
So your nose was stuffed when you did the neti pot?
No, not at all. I did it to stop the post-nasal drip.
So you got no connection between your two nostrils necessarily.
I can still breathe fine. I was breathing fine.
When you breathe in, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Tori.
I have to diagnose my problem.
When you breathe in and breathe out with your mouth closed, does the air come out of, put your hand up to your nostrils, does it come out of both nostrils?
Yes, absolutely.
Close one nostril. Yeah. All right, so.
Yeah.
So then
everyone's so turned off right now.
So they are connected.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the problem was, unless it's got some little troll up there sucking, drinking all the water. It was just gone.
Interesting.
Like a pussy troll. This is, if you Google that sometime.
I don't want to. I'd rather watch the video on that one.
It was in a movie, I think, or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. So, that's interesting about your nose, neti pots.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. I'm not falling for that again.
So you sound like a 80-year-old babysitter.
I do.
Hey, we're gonna go out for dinner. What should we do? We got to get a sitter for the kids. Let's call neti pots.
Oh, that sounds like a neti pot.
Neti pot.
Yeah, all right, I'm all set with the netties.
Yeah, no more of that. Did you ever, you know what I, this is disgusting.
Then let's not talk about it. Is this that Japanese story again?
No.
I'm all set with that.
This is worse.
I don't know.
I think on this show, it's really important to talk about the things that everybody goes through, but nobody really would ever talk about publicly.
Right.
Like Bruce Jenner.
Right.
If he can do it, I can do this. Did you ever, were you ever like really, really, really constipated?
Oh.
Did you ever get that?
Yeah, probably. Definitely. I mean, at my age, it must have happened in my whole life sometimes.
Probably. Where you just like, you really have to go to the bathroom for number two, we'll call it.
Right.
What would number three be, actually? I can't.
I don't think there is a number. I only think it's one and two.
All right, so you have to do number two, and you're getting the urge, and it's like, I'm going to explode. I really have to go.
Right.
And you sit on the King of Thrones
commode. Correct.
And you huff and you puff.
Oh, that's bad for you. You're going to strain something. You could get a hernia.
But it's like having a baby. It wants to force. I didn't have a baby, by the way.
I've never been like that. Because that's not good for you. That's not healthy.
No, it's not healthy, but it will not come out. It's
that sounds like
it's
you
like
need to see a doctor or eat fiber or take a laxative.
Yes. But at that particular moment, those suggestions are a little too much in the future.
Oh, that's right. They are.
So they sell this thing in the...
I know what you're going to say. Enema. Yeah. Okay.
I discovered this thing about 2-3 years ago when I had this particular problem, which I never really had before in my life.
It's unfortunate.
It was just a one-shot thing.
Right, right.
So and it's funny, when I walked into the drugstore, I wondered if people knew why I was there because I couldn't walk. It was like,
oh my God,
it was really bad. It was painful.
Couldn't you send someone out to the store for you?
No, I wanted to get it now and fast. I wanted to take it off the shelf, take the packaging off and shove it in right there, but you can't do that.
You better keep some in your house from now on.
I do.
All right, good. They have suppositories. They're like glycerin.
Oh.
Can do that too. Like they come in a little jar.
I like the fact that this is just saline solution. That's all it is.
Of course.
It's like water.
Right.
I think that's wonderful.
Isn't it?
So, it's immediate
That's right.
I don't know who invented this thing.
But thank you.
Seriously.
I think it's for old people.
No, it can happen at
mostly,
any age.
Mostly.
I don't know. If you don't eat properly.
And you don't move around. You got to exercise somewhat.
I don't think it makes any difference.
Yeah, if you sit on the couch and eat and just sit there like a bleh, then you're going to get constipated.
I don't think that has anything to
do with constipation.
Of course
it does. Look it up. Absolutely it does.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to see let's watch the YouTube on that.
You have to move around. People that are stationary are fat and constipated.
The constipation has nothing to do with not moving around.
Yeah, it
has to do with the way you eat. If you have no fiber in your diet and you don't drink enough water, that's going to happen.
Of course.
Yeah.
And if you sit around.
I don't know why you continually want to throw the sit around part in.
Look it up.
All right. What an argument you always pose.
I just have to play devil's advocate. And not only that, I know it's true. I mean, I must enlighten you a little here.
I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Wet and wild.
Yeah.
Right.
But the fact that it's not a drug, it's just,
it's natural.
It's like the fire department coming over to your house.
Oh, right.
How hard
do you squeeze in that thing? Fire department.
No, I'm just saying it's the same concept. They come with the hose and they shoot water up your ass. I mean, or into your house in case of a fire.
Right.
But
I'm
it's
not
the same
letting them
concept.
Do that, the firemen. No.
I guess if you had really bad constipation, you could call the fire department. They could hook you up to a hose or something.
They'd probably that would kill you. That would kill a person. That's dangerous.
It could. Or they could put the hose in one nostril.
Yeah, I need to clear that out somehow. Maybe put the enema in my nose. I need to figure out what the hell's going on.
That'd be fun, huh?
I don't know. So I'm not putting any more water in my nose. The end.
Yeah.
Like, isn't there a pill for post-nasal drip? Isn't there like a Sudafed?
Actually, there's an over-the-counter, Flow?
Flonase. I already used that.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of helping.
Yeah,
but
it's supposed to be
I've been
cool.
having problems, you noticed on the show. I'm a lot. I don't like it. I don't want that.
I've always got tissues around. I've had it since July. Of 2014.
You need to take a Benadryl or something.
I don't like to take drugs.
I know.
If I'm going to take drugs, I'm going to take something worth taking.
Like LSD and Molly and ecstasy.
No, not those ones.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, certainly not those.
Bayer aspirin.
Can
I say something really quick?
Sure.
I just have to say, in Abington on Bedford Street, there's this wonderful landscaping place
What town is Abington in?
It's Route 18.
In Massachusetts?
In Massachusetts. Yeah. Abington. It's this landscaping place. Landscape Investments, that's it.
Okay.
Landscape, very, very nice place. They have hemlock. I thought hemlock was like poison, but apparently it's a mulch. And it comes from Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's great.
What does it do?
I don't even like mulch. This mulch was good. It's for like contractors and people that want to put mulch around, even homeowners, I guess, want to put mulch around their property.
Is it real hemlock or is different? Is it something else called
hemlock?
There's
aged hemlock and there's regular hemlock. I noticed different piles. Some of them, you know, smell not so good because I don't like mulch, but the hemlock seemed okay.
Is this the same hemlock that was used in other time periods
like
to kill
Socrates
people?
And the thing? I think, I don't know. But
so we didn't know if Socrates was, if it was a murder weapon or simply a landscaping tool.
Exactly. But I think he ingested it, the hemlock, the leaf or something.
Yeah.
But if you go down there, you got to see Captain Scott. And if you tell him Tori sent you in the next week, watch what happens. I'm serious. It's on Bedford Street, Route 18 Abington, Landscape Investments.
In the next week, watch what happens.
If you go down and say, Tori sent you, hi, Captain Scott, Tori sent me, and watch what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going to be a line now just to find out what you're talking about.
We'll see. Maybe no one will show up. We'll see.
Is this guy actually with the armed forces?
I don't think so.
Is he Captain Scott of the landscaping?
Of the Merchant Marines.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand what they do.
Yeah.
I don't know what a merchant marine does.
It's something with boats.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Coast Guard, but whatever.
That too. I think it's the same.
Duplicate purposes.
That's your government.
That's how we can cut back on things.
I know, right? Yeah, so go see Captain Scott.
How do you feel about the 2024 Olympics?
How do I feel about them?
I'm not too thrilled about the 2016 Olympics, to be honest with you.
No, that's like next year.
Yeah.
I don't want them to come to Boston.
I don't like Olympics at all anyway.
I do.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I think it's kind of cool.
I don't
watch
cool
every single one, but I watch some of the competition.
I think it's ridiculous. What freaks me out are all these countries showing up. You know, you got these little countries like Belize where they got one midget. And then Jamaica, they got like three people. And then it's China, and they bring half the population. It's just scary to me. I don't think nations should be competing in anything. I don't like that.
Well, that's their pride, you know.
That's unfortunate.
They want to be first. In Russia and
so
communist
it's
countries,
so
they really train you with a whip and everything, and it's
all
very
the,
serious.
All the sports that would be actually very interesting to watch, they don't do.
Like what? What's an interesting
bowling,
sport?
Bowling.
Olympic bowling.
Olympic bowling.
Yeah, my son could do that. He bowls all the time now.
Nose picking, flicking.
That's just gross and vulgar. Redneck sounding.
Oh, it's very redneck sounding, but why not? It's a sport.
Maybe they do it down south. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah. And that game where, this is how sexist I can be. That game where you take that Roomba vacuum cleaner kind of disc.
Oh, and you put a cat on it?
No.
Because I've seen it. They go around the kitchen.
No,
they like it. They put little Superman capes
on
them.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's not, the cat doesn't like it.
Oh.
The people like it. The cat doesn't like it.
The cat just sits there. The cat could jump off.
They got the little thing and they throw it down. Is it still here?
That little bug.
Mm-hmm. I've got one gnat that's been in this studio for like 3 months
and
now.
And I am sick of it.
And it was here when it was like snowing outside in February.
He mocks you. And he flies around and just says, I'm going to stay here
forever. It's one gnat though.
It is. Same one.
It is the same one. It's got to be.
I recognize him.
Well, you think it's like
he's always in my face every week.
Yeah. It likes you.
Whatever.
You attract the little bugs.
I do. And the big kielbasas.
Anyway, so I gathered comments from people as to why they think the Olympics in Boston are a bad idea.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
I don't want it.
I don't want it either.
We've both established we don't want it, so it won't happen.
And the reason why most people don't want it are twofold. One is because you won't be able to get anywhere. It's going to screw everything up.
The infrastructure.
Right. And B, because it's going to end up costing us a fortune.
Right.
And no matter how many people say, no, it's not going to cost taxpayers one dime, they don't believe that.
This is greed.
It's
nothing
awful.
More. The people in charge of this are greedy.
What happened was this little Olympic committee in Boston, they said, yeah, we'd love to have it here. And they didn't ask anybody.
No.
So it's going to come back in their
job.
Face.
Yeah.
It's an inside job.
It is.
It happened at midnight.
That's right.
They're all sleeping. Let's
witnesses.
Put the bid in now.
They had Whitey Bulger. He's around. He's behind this. I know it. Him and Johnny Depp. I don't know. They're in cahoots.
Hey, what's wrong with Girl Scouts?
What do you mean?
Why can't they alter their cookies?
Alter them?
Yeah.
You mean put sugar in them? Are they all sugar-free? What do you mean?
They're not sugar-free. First of all, they should come out with a sugar-free cookie because, like, most people shouldn't be eating that shit.
They must have one.
They don't.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I don't know.
They should have low-fat, thin mints. I mean, they've already got half of them.
Those mints are good, aren't they?
They're wonderful.
I need them since I was, like, a kid.
They're fantastic, but they're already thin. Let's go the other mile and make them, like, also low-calorie or sugarless.
Okay.
I don't understand a lot. Everybody's concerned about sugar now. And you know, right. You don't have soft drinks and things. And yet, most of the products, they haven't been able to come up with something that is sugarless, that is okay, that isn't chemicals.
Right.
And I don't understand why not. And then they've got these freaking Girl Scouts coming to my door. And they go to a class called Pouting Class.
They
got mirrors, and they pout in front of the mirrors, and the scout leader goes, no, you're not being pathetic enough.
Oh, yeah.
And then they send the kids door to door to make you feel horrible about yourself.
Oh, well, no one's come to my door.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when you're in a dead-end street, maybe they don't.
I'm in a dead-end street.
Yeah, but you're fancy.
Fancy dead-end.
My street's kind of fancy, too.
Though, yes, so it is.
I don't know what the story is, then.
I didn't want to say, but yes, it is.
The house is like the Addams Family, though. No one wants to come by.
Well, maybe your house is a museum.
Maybe it is.
All right.
A hoarder's museum.
Okay. Anyway, I think the Girl Scouts need to step it up to sell some things that are a little more healthy.
Like kale? I mean, I really want... Don't make them get rid of the chocolate with this rant kale. Of yours.
I know. Well, they can offer both. They can say, would you like kale or we got Thin Mints?
No. Oh, give them a choice.
Give
variety.
Them a choice. Come on. All right. Give me a break. Here's the other thing I don't understand, young Tori, is you got a cell phone?
I do.
Right.
And I have a smartphone.
Cool. How often do you have to charge that sucker?
Every day.
Uh-huh. Did you ever look and wonder about car batteries?
What do you mean? Look and wonder.
They seem to last forever.
Oh, I see. Because they're recharged because the engine's going, and isn't it feeding it with more until it finally dies after 100 years?
Yeah.
That's why they have like long bat life. Don't they have like 5, 10 year, 15 warranties? You have warranties?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But the point is that these are miraculous little cells.
Oh.
And let's say you had a power outage.
Mm-hmm. We have.
Right. Instead of getting a generator with gasoline and all that kind of stuff, why can't you...
Go live in your car. Perfect.
Why can't you hook up your car battery to emergency lights in your house?
Maybe there's a wire that you can buy and do that.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Okay. That'd be a great idea for us to have. Forgot a pronoun in there, Vandam.
It's such a waste of pronouns. I think everybody knows where I'm going.
Yeah, especially the Chinese.
Do you want to go in on an invention?
Okay.
All right. I've talked about it before.
I have a great one. I've talked about mine, too.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Show me yours. I'll show you mine.
All right. I'll go first.
All right.
Mine is a stationary bicycle.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished.
I know. It's got a hamster wheel on it.
No, not a bad idea, but that's not it.
Okay.
No, what you do is you take a Girl Scout. No. You have a stationary bicycle, and you hook it up to one of these battery power cells. And if your lights go out or something like that, it actually has an outlet on the side of the stationary bike and the power cell.
Right.
And all you do is you plug lamps into it or a toaster or electric toaster maker, whatever.
Oh.
And you
then
have,
you get on and pedal.
Yeah.
Ride your bike, fat bottom girl.
Right. And not only are you getting valuable exercise so that you don't get constipation, according to you.
Right.
But also you can actually, in a power outage, you can actually live comfortably.
Except if you're an invalid or a cripple.
Those people always have...
They have generators, right?
No, not generators, but they always have friends. More problems than other people.
They have friends that come over and check on them. Nobody checks on me. They'd find a
rotting
corpse.
Have you ridden your bike in a while? Come on over.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful invention, Tori?
You could even
watch TV like that. Plug it in, get on the bicycle. As long as you're pedaling, you're watching.
All right.
I like it.
I like it.
It's outfitted with little regular outlets.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my invention.
And you copyrighted it right here, trademarked. So no, if anyone's listening, we have the date and you're saying this. And
yes.
You're going to sue the hell out of them.
I will. This is going to be, this is like as good as a patent.
My idea is even better.
Oh,
and I've had it for 20 years.
How could it be better?
All right, listen to this, people. And somebody's going to put it down, trademark it, what time we're doing this. Okay. You know how you could always lose your remote for your television?
Always.
You're like, oh, where to go?
Always.
Well, how about this? On the television, there's a button you press that goes beep, beep, like they used to have on cell phones, like on the base for the phone.
Yeah.
You find it that way. Just put the thing on. Why has no one ever done this yet, people? Put the beep on the TV.
Idea.
Didn't I tell you? 20 years I've been trying to think of something about this. And, you know, I don't tell too many people, but I just announced it. So go invent it. But I thought of it.
So the same thing that's on phones.
Yeah, the locator.
Just be a wireless thing. And it's probably a little thing that you put on the back of your remote.
It comes with it. Maybe you sell it by a TV.
Oh,
and there's a button. And
so it'd be manufactured with it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So when you can't find it, you just go up to your television and press the button and it goes beep, beep, beep on your remote.
Interesting.
Why don't they have that?
I wonder if there could be a device, young Tori, that you could have that and attach it, one to your device and the other to anywhere you want.
Yeah, maybe there is like a 1995 scene to see it on TV, what you saw on TV.
I don't think so. I've never heard of this either.
All right.
But for some people, car keys would be great on car keys.
Yeah, I think they might have something like that, a car key locator.
Well, right now, if you press, it won't locate your keys. It'll just, you have to have your keys.
Okay.
It'll locate your car with the keys,
right,
but not the keys without your car.
Right. Could be a theft issue. I don't want anybody stealing
it. Not if it's in your house. It's a good idea for a lot of things, actually.
Right. So let's get on this. Let's start making some money here.
Because
I have no income. And this might be a problem in my life, don't you think?
So what can you do to do this?
I don't know. I know an entrepreneur guy. Yeah. He has a bunch of companies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, have you thought about discussing? You can include mine.
Okay.
I'll give you half.
All right. He's very brilliant.
I mean, if you can make it happen, I'll give you half.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are concerned about the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, that. Well, that's fake. That's fiction.
But a lot of people believe in it.
Oh, they buy into it.
So they're going to need that bicycle
we'll take advantage
for a generator.
Of them.
Yeah.
That's right.
What else is marketing but taking advantage of people anyway?
Hey, okay.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
All right.
I know.
You got that look. People can't see you, but you have your hand, your fingers up to your mouth, and your eyes are sort of squinty.
Yeah.
You have that
look.
Well,
they're always kind of squinty.
Right now. But the wood is burning. I can smell it.
That's gas.
Vanilla. You and your vanilla. I think you put it around right before I come over to eat like extra vanilla the place. It's like a big ice cream cone in here.
I happen to like vanilla.
I happen to hate it.
This is an education for both of us on how two perfectly wonderful people can have such extreme differences.
That's right, but get along.
Yeah.
No, because no one's perfect. Maybe they have one flaw, and you know what? You're going to have to live with that because there's no one perfect.
People have a lot of flaws. Everybody's got a lot of flaws.
Sure.
Yeah. I think relationships are tolerance. I think they should be called tolerance ships.
Well, why can't they be in love? Love ships.
Ah, crap.
I don't know.
Even your love thing.
I like it.
Anyway. Ever tell you a story about Mark Schepeta so I can talk behind people's backs?
Which story?
You would have to ask that because you'd have no idea what I'm
talking
about.
No, because there'd be so many.
Yeah.
Which Mark Schepeta story are we talking about?
He was on the air once, and he was talking about, he thought that he had the perfect invention and really thought that this would, like, it's never been done before.
Doesn't he have enough money yet?
Not yet.
Go on.
It would be a piece of paper, like tissue paper, and it would have like a honeycomb in it, and you place it in your underpants, and if you pass gas, it's a filter.
Oh, they have those. They already invented the charcoal.
That's what I told him.
It's on Amazon. I was just talking about this like last night.
That's what I told him. But his idea was a step further, and his was that it would have various fragrances, which is why I bring this up. Like you cinnamon about rolls? Vanilla. Cinnamon hole? Is that what you
cinnamon
said?
Cinnamon roll. Oh, roll. Jesus. No, cinnamon roll.
Like all of a sudden it would smell like a bakery.
Yeah, who's cooking that bread?
Right.
So, what do you got in your oven? So, exactly. Loving in your oven.
Exactly. So when you said the vanilla thing, which I like the vanilla scent, I thought, well, that reminded me of that story. Oh, but you're right there. And I don't know if they have fragrance ones.
That'd be silly.
Really silly.
Just charcoal. We want no smell. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Well, that's where you should start.
Right.
They always start with odorless, and then somebody says, hey, how about the pretty
smell? How about lavender? Right. That makes you sleepy.
But you start, it's good for insomnia. You start with the neutral, though. You start with the neutral.
Right.
And yeah, apparently it is sold. And that's what I did. I looked it up, and I'm surprised that he hadn't found that, but there it was.
He's coming up with ideas that they already exist. That's no good. You and I have like original ones.
Yeah. No, he came in one day. He said, how about taking noodles and making them into long strands and putting sauce on them? I said, that's spaghetti, Mark. And, oh, crap.
See?
Someone thought of that
exactly.
already. Yeah.
He's not original.
No. It was Marco Polo.
Oh, yeah.
You know how Marco Polo got his name?
No.
Two kids in a pool.
That's not true. That's just a silly game.
No, that's actually how he got his name.
No, he was around before the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be the straight man.
Okay, fine. I thought his parents were like, you know, back in those days, they had like a little pond and... She knew what
well,
to name
we weren't.
Her kid.
No one was there, so we don't even know. Maybe
I think that's
it's
what
true.
It was.
We don't. We can't prove anything.
Yeah,
that was like in the 1500s or something. I don't even know.
All right. So, what do you think the time is now?
I think it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
In the morning.
What day? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Good for
I just
you.
Said that.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention, are you? You like my accent when I talk like this? It's awful, ain't
it? What's your favorite accent? You speak so many languages.
Yeah, probably I like the Russian one, too.
That's not real popular right now, even though they're wonderful people.
Yes, this is true. I will talk this way to you.
Yeah.
Привет, как у тебя дела?
Yeah.
Хорошо, пожалуйста.
Are you just doing an accent, or are you talking real
Russian.
Words?
That's here? Russian, yeah.
It's actual words?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Hi, how are you today? Good. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll see you завтра.
You do French?
Bonjour, ça va? Très bien.
I see. I don't find that to be the language of love.
No. They speak that in the Middle East, you know, along with Arabic, is French.
There are a lot of parts of it are French settlements.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to if you learn
yeah,
French, you
so
can
bad.
Make it over there.
Not so bad.
With your Allahu Akbar. What you got to say, if you want to keep your head, man, learn those two words.
Have you had any acting jobs lately?
No, not for like a year.
Are you out of that or?
Yeah, because I'm a little disgruntled. Because I didn't work for a year and they kept sending me stuff to apply to try out for. And
yeah.
I did every time. Black Mass was the last straw, I think. And I'm like, I can't. They want union people. They want SAG people now. So non-union is a little tougher, I guess, to do. So forget it.
But don't they have to pay at a different rate
yeah.
with SAG?
Yeah.
Are they forced to use SAG members? Is
sometimes,
that what it is?
Sometimes they want to. They prefer.
Yeah, that is nuts.
That's why I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I understand that. Must be fascinating. I still, every time I breathe, I think about this Judge Judy thing. I know I keep bringing it up, but it has changed my life.
You only brought it up once, so you don't keep bringing it up. But yeah, because the audience is actors.
Tori was on the Judge Judy.
I was on Judge Judy, 2006.
She wasn't a litigant. She was like a witness that never really...
I was on the right side and we won.
Right.
Yeah.
But she told us, if you were listening, that the people in the gallery, the audience, so to speak, at the mm-hmm. Judge Judy, are not people off the street with tickets or anything. They
you can't
are
get tickets.
They
yeah.
are paid, hired actors.
Correct.
And I still don't understand why. Except
it's a gig.
It's crowd control, I guess. It's like
Judge. She's an important person. There were metal detectors, and we went in. They searched your bags. I mean, they don't probably want regular people in there unless they're like on the case. They've checked us out.
Is it for her protection?
I don't know. Because maybe she was right in front of me, looking right at me. What if it was a crazed person that went? Ugh! You know.
Do you see her on the Judge Judy show? Does she come out ahead of time and do a
no.
monologue?
I don't remember that.
Right. So you're...
She gets down to business.
So it's like a real courtroom kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't feel like a real courtroom because you know you're sitting in a studio.
Right.
So you're not fooled.
I didn't know right away that there were actors behind me either. It wasn't until I heard them talking. And I was like, okay.
Wow. Because it's been verified that that is indeed the case.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because most shows don't do that.
They show up early in the morning, all dressed up, 6 o'clock or something, and get in line to get, hopefully they'll get picked.
Yeah.
So it isn't even a done deal. Their agent probably said, show, and that's agents, and LA has agents. Right. Boston, there's no agents here.
Right.
So they probably said, just go stand there. You know the drill.
And that's something.
Everybody's kind of vapid out there, though. You know, I mean, they're not, it's just.
Well, they got so many people to choose from, and they're all in the industry.
They're all shallow.
Do they have to be union members, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. But they are paid.
Yes.
To come in and sit and to be quiet.
And express.
And express.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes Judy will say to the audience, shh, or I'll throw you out. But that's an act.
Although, I sent you that video. She did throw one of the extras out, this poor guy.
Really?
Yeah. I put it on your Facebook wall.
I don't.
I think I did.
Tori, I have not been on the Facebook now for over a month.
That's right.
You're
I did it 2-3 months ago.
You're spinning your plaster if you put it on my wall.
Well, what do you want me to do with these things? Email them?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. As I don't.
But your friends, sometimes your friends like what I put up too. They click, oh, that's funny. And
I don't
like
know. Then continue to do it, but it's not for me then because I don't see them.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I'll go on in a week or two or something, you know. Right. But
because you're normal, you're not obsessed with it.
It's not an obsession. I'm scared of it. I'm scared of it. I feel like if I jump in, I'll be spit out.
Right. It's a big machine.
Yeah.
Chew you up and your innards. Yeah.
And sometimes when you go on Facebook and you make a comment and no one reacts to it, it's like
you feel stupid.
Oh, I don't belong here in the Facebook world. I'm saying something that's not impactful.
I know, right?
It's weird. It's just an odd universe.
I know it is
strange.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, I know that.
Don't forget Captain Scott on Route 18.
And all right,
say
once again,
Tori sent you to Landscape Investments.
And you're not going to give me a clue?
What kind of clue? Hey, it's same-day delivery.
Of mulch?
Mulch, loam, sandstone.
Hemlock?
Yeah, from Nova Scotia.
Do they do contracting work, or is it just...
Both. Contracting and homeowners.
Oh, they actually do contracting work?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 1426 Bedford Street, Abington.
And it's
Captain Scott.
And what's the name of the entire place? Captain Scott's Landscaping?
South Shore Landscape Investments.
South Shore.
Yeah, that's what it says here. South Shore.
Okay, all right, fine.
Contractors.
Interesting.
Supply yard.
What were you doing there, by the way?
I was driving by. As far as you know.
There, okay. Enough said, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. I told you, Italian kielbasa.
Okay, whatever. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Tori, in particular, wishes you peace.
I do.
And
lots of it.
Yes, right. Me, whatever.
Get your peace.
Get your peace.
I'm getting mine.
Right. And ask Captain Scott about that as well, if you will, please.